This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Cocked? Locked? Man, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. And we've got Rick Miller with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning, Vincent. Thank you.
And Matt is engineering.
When you start every morning and you laugh because you know what's happening next.
actually, I do, Rick. And Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Well,
might as well get started, Vincent.
let me give the call in line telephone number. You may want to weigh in on this, class. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. You know, on Tuesday night, I was invited to a meeting, Rick, in Springfield, Missouri. And it was a meeting of invitees only. And there was a state representative there. His name was Bill Ribold. And he's the chairman of the Agriculture Policy Committee for the state of Missouri. And
why does his name sound familiar to me?
Well, he's going to be famous.
Yeah, the lynch mob, huh?
Well, a figurative one, yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. He's the sponsor. You know, he looks like a nice guy. He, you know, I talked to him, shook his hand many times. He appears to be a nice guy. But he has sponsored a bill that wants to allow local government thugs to reign over my farm and everyone else's farm. So we're going to have to remove Bill Ribold from his state representative position. We're going to get rid of him. We're not going to harm him, but we're going to move him off to the side where he has no impact in government. And Kelly Smith, there's another guy. Now, this guy is an unassuming guy. He is with the Missouri Farm Bureau. He's the commodities director. And he is, I believe, intimately involved in supporting this bill. It's not even a bill. It's an amendment to the Constitution of the state of Missouri that will allow these thugs to take over our farms. Now, let me read this to you. Here's the ballot language. Shall the Missouri Constitution, the Constitution now, be amended to ensure that the right of Missouri citizens to engage in agricultural production and ranching practices shall not be infringed? Now that sounds pretty good, right? Man, oh man, they're going to leave us alone and they're going to let us farm. Well, then they say, That the potential costs or savings to government entities are unknown, but likely limited unless resolution leads to increased litigation costs and or the loss of federal funding. And then it says, a yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to guarantee the rights of Missourians to engage in farming and ranching practices subject to any given subject to any power given to local government under Article 6 of the Missouri Constitution. Now, it says if passed, this measure will have no impact on taxes. Well, well, the lines are getting lit up already. Well, let me tell you.
Legally is double talk.
And subject to these local government power, subject to any power given to local government. Well, you know, we had this meeting, and we wanted to hear from the sponsor of this bill, Bill Ribold, what this was all about. And Kelly Smith from the Missouri Farm Bureau. And there was some pretty interesting people there. Rule Chapel was there. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils, he's with them. He's one of us, and he was there. And Tom Martz, another one of our USAPreparers.com instructors, was there. And John Dollarhite was there. And Judy Dollarhite. And I was there. And it was a very interesting meeting. And the meeting started out, the moderator of the meeting kind of started it with, all right, look, guys, we're all going to be civil. We're all going to be polite. You know, we were polite, but, you know, it's hard to be polite when these people are threatening your livelihood. I've got Judy from Missouri. Judy from Missouri, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Finelli. Judy Dollarhide, is this?
It is.
Hey, Judy. Welcome.
Hey there, Judy.
Hi.
So, Judy, you were at this meeting with me, and as a matter of fact, I was there because you told me about it, and John Dollarhite, your husband, was there, and there were actually a total of 12 of us sitting around this table and in the back room of a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri, where we were going to learn firsthand from the movers and shakers and the sponsor of this amendment to the Constitution. This is pretty serious business when we amend our Constitution. There have been 34 amendments to the Missouri State Constitution. This would be number 35. And you want to share with us what happened?
Well, we got a whole lot of double talk. We got a lot of excuses. We did not get in the 3 to 3.5 hours of meeting with these individuals. We didn't get any concrete answers other than Mr. Ribold said, well, if he had had his way, there would have been more language about modern farming in the amendment. And as far as he understood, that any changes or any definitions or any more restrictions, he wanted to see done through the legislative process. And when I cornered him on that and I said, so in other words, it wouldn't go before the people, you all who have already written this, would get to strengthen it and define it. And he got real uncomfortable, and I think it made him angry. And I know it made Mr. Kelly from Farm Bureau angry. If looks could kill, our side of the table would have been in a pillar of salt. So it, what I learned is I'm even more angry than I was going in because I feel like this has been deliberate. And they're putting out misinformation that HSUS is behind the pushback. That isn't true. There are people from all walks of life that can read and can decipher that this is not a good idea for the families, the farmers, the citizens, for anybody that eats, and that's all of us, in Missouri and across the U.S. And Farm Bureau has gone into about 10 states. And they've pushed this agenda. It's passed in Michigan, and they are very upset with their results. It's passed in Ohio. They also are licking their wounds that this is passed. It's part of a global agenda to control our food. And the people that are pushing it are motivated by money. However, they're stupid and don't realize they also eat, and they're also mortgaging and enslaving their children's food supply and their children's future. So that is the part I can't wrap my brain around.
Judy, I was sitting down the table from you, not next to you, but several people apart from you, and Bill Reibold, was the state representative, was sitting opposite you, and you're absolutely right. And next to him was Kelly Smith from the Farm Bureau. And I heard Bill Reibold, the state representative, say publicly, you know, in 8 years, that's it for me, just 8 years and I'm done. And I was thinking, in 8 years, how much damage are you going to have done to we the people here in Missouri? And you know, these people, when you meet them, they seem kind and they seem gentle and, you know, and they're soft-spoken. And they lie. They absolutely, positively lie. And I'm speaking about, we would ask them a question, and they would give an answer. And Judy, you would say, no, that's not true. And they go, well, you're right, Judy. They would literally lie over and over until they realized that they better knock it off, because after the third or fourth lie that we hammered them on, that we were not letting them up for air, and they decided that they better start telling the truth. Isn't that what happened?
That's the way I perceived it, yes. And mm-hmm. they did a lot of tap dancing. I never got an absolute question when I asked Mr. Smith what Farm Bureau would have done for us in our rabbit case, and I didn't get an answer about asking. The Huckabee show had a couple on that supposedly, the way the show was aired, that they were being targeted by the EPA and fined $37,500 a day for a dry ditch. The way I saw that program, it was a real case. And he didn't answer my question during the meeting, if you will recall. He tap danced around it. Well, after the meeting, John and I, and you were sitting there as well, asked him about this case and when they received their letter and what were the circumstances, and he tap danced again, and he finally admitted, well, we're new to social media. This was just a campaign to raise awareness. So it was a sham. It was a lie. It was put out to manipulate people into thinking there's a real family in Missouri that the EPA is coming after. Mm-hmm. Vote yes on Amendment 1. If that isn't a lie, disingenuous, misrepresentation, I don't know what is. So that tells me he can't be trusted.
No, absolutely.
Farm Bureau.
Absolutely not. The Farm Bureau, and I'm a member of the Farm Bureau, and I'm outraged, and I am actually calling for you to consider discontinuing your membership in the Farm Bureau. Judy Dollarhite, please hold. The phone lines are ringing. Please hold. We'll be right back.
Whoa! This is big! Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. He's a farming advocate. And, you know, class, Thomas Jefferson was a farmer. George Washington was a farmer. James Madison, they were farmers. I've been to their farms. I really have. They were farmers. Judy Dollarheights with us, USAPrepares.com instructor. Judy, we were at this meeting, and we were outraged because our right to farm, we have a right to farm. We don't need any more rights to farm. So the Missouri Amendment to the Constitution that's up for a vote of we the people, the right to farm, is an assault on our farms because it allows local government, whoever they may be, the right to tell us what to do. How many rabbits, how many chickens, how many, you know, corn, we're not doing corn this year. These minions can cause havoc all over and shut us down. Now, how does that affect we the people? Well, if you guys eat, I guess that would affect you, right? And the number one most important industry in Missouri is agriculture. Judy, please continue with your thoughts. And by the way, we have Connie on hold. I can bring Connie into this conversation also. I believe she was at the meeting, if this is the Connie I'm thinking of, Connie Hall. Judy?
Well, the misinformation that has been put out there in another broadcast that I was listening to this morning, they were putting forth that it was the HSUS that was pushing this. Mm-hmm. And I will say, I think having HSUS speak out against it has probably hurt the effort to get this stopped because of what they did with Prop B and the propaganda. There's propaganda put out on many different levels. On this side of the issue, I think HSUS is correct. I don't want to see any animal mistreated. Farmers don't mistreat their animals. There are always people that mistreat children, that mistreat animals. But thankfully, that's not the majority. And there are already provisions in place to address that. So this is not an HSUS issue. This is a farming, a freedom of property rights, a freedom of food rights. And what can potentially happen if legislation like this one and others that keep pushing and keep pushing to the point, we already know there's families that have been targeted for raising food in their front yard. I would much rather see someone being self-sufficient raising food in their front yard. And another instance, there was a child. She and her mother were on government assistance in a USDA-funded housing project. Her mother was severely disabled, barely able to survive on disability. The little girl planted a garden out in the yard of their apartment complex. Mm-hmm. USDA came in and said, you can't do that. We didn't approve that, and destroyed the garden, the very food that was feeding she and her mother. That's not what USDA is supposed to do. That's not what our government is supposed to do. They're supposed to be protecting us, not robbing from us.
Judy Dollarhut, you're absolutely right. Let me see if I can do this. I'm going to put Connie on the air with us, so stay with us. If you get disconnected, just call right back. Okay.
Okay.
Connie from Missouri, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, me, Vin Finelli, Judy Dollarhut. Welcome. Now, are you Connie Hall, the lady who was down at the end of the table from us on Tuesday night?
Yes. Yes, I'm the one who's hanging late.
Well, what was your take on that meeting? Did you hear what Judy and I have been saying?
Yes, I did. And I absolutely agree with you. What I found interesting was Kelly Smith from Farm Bureau kept bringing up the idea that people should have a choice. And I 100% agree. People should have a choice. They should have a choice if they want to buy and consume GMO foods. They should have that right to do that. But the problem is they don't know. And Big Ag is against anyone having that actual information.
Connie, I believe what you're saying is that we agree with Kelly Smith from the Farm Bureau. Choice is important. But if you don't know what you're choosing, that's the problem, because a lot of GMO foods are not labeled as GMO. So we're poisoning ourselves from our opinion, and we don't know it. So we have the choice to do that, but we are uninformed because the system will not allow us to be informed. Is that what you're saying? I'll tell you what. Connie, hold that thought. Judy, please hold that thought. Tom, you're in the queue from Oklahoma. We'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick Miller's being very quiet, but when we get done with some of these facts, he's going to weigh in and give us his point of view. Judy Dollarheit's with us, USAPrepares.com instructor. Connie's with us, Connie from Missouri. She was at the meeting. Connie, please continue with what your thoughts were.
So besides the choice thing, the other thing that just got me is
And unfortunately, this seems to be the case with most of our legislators, and that's unintended consequences of the laws that they come up with. You know, it seems like they go into it, they have wonderful intentions. I'm a nurse, and I've seen what happens when people don't have health insurance and they don't get health care. But the Affordable Care Act was not the answer, and it actually has pushed people out of the market because they can't afford it, or even better, they can't. Why pay for it if you don't have $6,500 sitting in the bank to meet your deductible? Why bother to pay $200 or $300 a month for insurance that you're never going to be able to use?
Mm-hmm. So you see the unintended consequences of this right to farm bill being a disaster. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, generally, anything that government sticks their thumb in, they make it worse. But certainly, it's opening it up to additional regulation that's not there. And the only people who can afford to comply with all the regulation are the big corporate farmers. The little guy can't compete.
Connie, you're involved with the school board. I don't know your current status, but you think that it's important to pay attention to what's going on locally and get involved and say no and ask questions, right?
Yes, I'm actually I'm a PTA president. I've spent the past 2 years as the Ozark Council PTA president in Ozark. And during that time, I go to as many school board meetings as I can when I get asked to, you know, serve on committees. Right now I'm serving on a curriculum committee for the school district, and I'm the only person on that committee who's not an educator. And I have to say that most of the time people do not know what's going on, and they make the assumption, especially in a small town, that, hey, I know this guy, I know this lady, they're good people, I go to church with them, therefore they're going to make the right decisions. And that's not always the case. And I don't think that any of the people are sinister in what they're trying to do. I think that they just don't think far enough ahead. They hear, okay, someone brings it to them, this is a good idea, and they say, oh yeah, you're right, it's a great idea, let's do it. You know, without really, you know, thinking about what could happen in the future.
Judy Dollarhite, your thoughts?
She's exactly right. People sit back and we're all making a living. We're all raising children. We're all trying to keep our head above water. But people expect someone else to do it for them. Mm-hmm. And I get tired of going to meetings. I know Connie does as well. I know you do. But if our children and our future isn't worth it, then we're stuck with the consequences. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm really tired of what I see. And the consequences that have been made for me by other people, I'm not happy with. I'm not happy with the Affordable Care Act. I used to have insurance. I can no longer afford it. I don't know where the word affordable came in, because it priced us out as a small business. But everything this administration has priced out the small business. It's all the big companies have gone overseas, because even the large companies couldn't compete here with the regulations that have been put forth. They've had to go overseas. I don't have the option to go overseas, and I don't want the option of going overseas for my food, but almost everything at the grocery store has been shipped. We don't have grapes that are local. They're from Brazil. They're from Chile. They're from all over. They're not from here. There's a handful of people that grow grapes in Missouri, and they've probably been regulated out to the point they can't exist. To me, this amendment is nothing more than the big corporations pushing out our local people being able to make a living and our local people being able to pick local food. If that's what they want to do, I'm angry by it. I'm tired of being sold a bill of goods that isn't the truth. I'm tired of the politicians, and Reibolt said something that really struck home with me as well. He'll only be there 8 years. That's pretty presumptuous. His terms are year terms. I don't know him personally. I don't know even exactly which county or where he's from. It doesn't matter. We need people that are looking out for us and not their own pocketbook. And a lot of people go to these positions with good intentions, and they get tainted, and they get turned, and they get perks, and they're no longer one of us. Throw those people out. Somebody else needs to run for those offices. We're
right.
Seeing a local candidate here get smeared, trying to do the right thing. And so good people decide not to run because they're dragged through the mud. I'm tired of it. I'm sick and tired of someone else regulating everything under the sun. And this is our food supply we're talking. This is important.
Judy, I asked some very direct questions. I didn't have a lot to say, and and maybe at some point during this broadcast you can tell that funny story about what happened with Kelly. But you know, we were asked to tell the group, go around the table, who we are, because a lot of us didn't know each other. You know who we are, and when it was my turn, I said, well. Actually, I was supposed to sit at that other table with those guys over there, and I heard this was a good place to get a hamburger, so I came in to get one, and they didn't have any seats over there, so I sat over here, but you know what? I do have a cow, a small cow, and he's kind of walking around the house, you know, and he lives in the yard, and I'm interested in the right to farm, so I'm glad I'm here. And that's all I said. That's all I said about who I was. And so I asked a question to the state representative Reibolt, and that question was, did you write this bill? And he said, well, yes, no. And he danced all around it. He didn't want to say he wrote it. He didn't write it. But it, you know, his original amendment was changed. Language was changed. But then he said, and actually, I think the language, a lot of it came from the Farm Bureau. I really believe that, because the Farm Bureau representative knew a lot more. Kelly Smith knew a lot more than the representative who was claiming that he was sponsoring this bill. So here we have some guy, and I think he's been duped. I think Bill Reibolt, as a state representative, has been duped by the Farm Bureau into pushing this thing through to be an assault, a backdoor assault on the farmers of Missouri. I'm outraged. And you know what, Bill Reibolt? I'm very sorry that I believe you've been duped. But because you have been duped, and because that's probably from a lack of your due diligence, you need to go. Okay? If you're supposed to represent us, you're supposed to represent us. And if you found out that you made a mistake, you need to back out and say, you know what? I made a mistake, and I'm going to do everything I can do to right it and stop it right now. But that's not what's happening. He's still pushing forward. And as a matter of fact, he said it, and I've heard this many times. You know, well, you know, when we meet on these things and we discuss them, and yeah, they get changed by the committees, and yeah, they get changed by the Senate. Well, you know, but we're united. We're, you know, even though it's not the same as what we wanted, and even though it's totally different, we still stand together, and we're going to push forward as if it's what we wanted in the first place. And I asked him if it was what he wanted, and he said, well, but he stands. He didn't say yes. He didn't really say no. Actually, I don't think it's what he wanted, but he's going to stand for it because these minions, these politicians stand united together. That's what they do against we the people. Did I say that incorrectly or not?
That's exactly what he said. He said we take baby steps and we took what we could get.
Okay, let's talk about what happened then with Kelly Smith. So, you know, I was at this meeting and I asked very few, very short questions that were really hard to wiggle out of, right? Isn't that what I did?
Yep.
And he came back. he stopped the meeting right then and there, looked at me right in the eye as I was, you know, leaning forward on the table. And what did he say, Judy?
Well, he said, I get the feeling you remind me a lot of Columbo. And we about fell out of our chair. He was very intent on, he had to know what you did for a living and what your background was. And he wanted a business card. He wanted, And after the meeting was over and you told him that you were a broadcaster, his face turned a little bit white, and this was right at the point that I had grilled him on the family in this episode of Huckabee about being targeted by the EPA, and he had just admitted to us that it was not a real case. He wanted to know if the meeting or that his conversation had been recorded. Now, if that is not telling who these guys are, I don't know what is. That was a huge admission of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if they're being recorded if you're on the right side of things,
mm-hmm.
other than if it's in the privacy of your own home and it's the government listening.
Yep.
We were at a public, somewhat of a public meeting. It was by invitation only, but there were several of us there. Nobody else seemed to be concerned if they were being recorded. I wasn't concerned. I doubt if you or Connie were concerned.
No.
But he was concerned because of his position and what that might mean. So if you're worried about that.
Right. Let's talk about what happened next. And now yesterday, the day after, you and John Dollarhite were on KWTO AM 560, the same station I used to be on, the same one that Norm Shealy is on. They will not let me even broadcast from there anymore. They won't respond to any of my emails or calls or anything at KWTO. I even invited them to the July 6th celebration of Independence Day at the farm, and I've gotten no response whatsoever on multiple emails from any of them. The point is, it seems like I'm persona non grata there, but you were on the radio there, and I called in, and I got my 45 seconds worth, and I said that the people, everyone involved in this, if they're an employee, needed to be fired, and the politicians need to be removed from office, and they said, thank you for your call. Connie, thanks so much for being with us. Judy, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll be right back. This is USAPrepares.com. Judy, stand by, please.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click Freeze FreezeDryGuy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's FreezeDryGuy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Well, class, the farmers in Missouri are hot. They're angry, and they're fighting back, just as our founders did. And we've got Judy Dollarhide on with us. Actually, I've never seen it like this. The board is totally lit up, and I'd like to have all of these calls come in at the same time. I can't technically do it because we can't have that many of us on. But there are actually six of us, six people involved with USA Prepares on the line right now. We're adding Tom from Missouri. Tom is one of the members, the founders of the Locke and Smith Foundation. They review legislation. They put the politicians on the hot seat, and the representatives are rewarded for doing a good job. Tom, you are one of our instructors. You're going to be on the air with us in the next probably 10 days or so. Welcome, Tom Martz, USAPrepares.com instructor.
Thanks, Vince.
You were at the meeting sitting right next to me.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Right across from Kelly.
Yeah. he was really trying to figure out exactly who I was several different ways, right?
Yeah, I had to crack up laughing with the Columbo comment because you do have some facial similarities from the side of Columbo, not saying that you look identical to him, but there are similarities.
Mm-hmm. But he literally stopped the meeting and said, you remind me of Columbo. And he just started telling me how. And then everybody who knew who I was laughed because they know that that is the character whom I've adopted when I'm in these kinds of settings. I appear to be confused. But he was annoyed because I kept derailing his train of thought. When he would, like, after about 15 minutes, he was telling us that, you know, he's a farmer and how he supports the farm. And I finally said, is this going to tie to Amendment 1 somehow? He was annoyed with me because I wouldn't let him continue. But so what is your thought, Tom?
Well, I think we've got, and I'm not too sure that all your listeners are familiar with this term, but we've got a couple different straw men in this whole Amendment 1 issue. One is HSUS. Now, the question was asked that evening that if Amendment 1 was in the Missouri Constitution, if it was Article 1, Article 1, Section 35, would that have prevented the HSUS puppy mill bill? Their answer? No. Okay, then that's a straw man argument. There's no basis to bring that HSUS into the argument. Representative Ribolt, however you pronounce it, would go off on these little tangents about the federal government's usurping of its authority. It has too much power. Its tentacles are too far reaching from Washington, D.C. There's nothing in Article 1, Section 35, which is Amendment 1A, that will prevent the federal government from coming in and stomping on farmers' rights in Missouri. It's just not there.
My concern about this, and I'm sure we have some class members saying, why are we talking about this? This is a local issue. No. This is happening all over the United States. This is either happening to your state right now, or it's coming to your state right now. This is the way we are fending off these thugs who want to control our food supply and our right to farm that we have anyway. We don't need these guys. We really don't. So, Tom, do you second that?
I do second, and there is an authority, there is a capacity for which it can be stopped.
All right, how do we stop them?
Well, this morning I made the comment on the other radio station that you were discussing earlier about we have in our Missouri Constitution, Article 1, Section 2. It basically states that the primary function of government in Missouri is to protect and defend life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and to make sure that the people, the citizens of the state of Missouri, can benefit from the industry of their own gains. And if government does not do these things, it fails in its chief design. I'm sorry, but Missouri government has been failing in its chief design before I moved to Missouri, because they're not defending the people, they're not defending the state. If they're not going to do the job that they were elected to do, resign and put people in office who will. We need the Madisons, we need the Jeffersons, we need the
hold that thought, and we'll be right back here.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.